Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced a $150 million workers' accommodation fund for regional Victorian workers as part of its investment to help offset losses by the cancellation of the 2026 Commonwealth Games. The 2026 event was due to take place across five regional Victorian sites, but the government on Tuesday said the cost had risen from an original estimation of $2.6 billion to $6 to $7 billion. Mr. Andrews says he will not apologise for cancelling the games because the government could not justify the cost increase.
The key point here is we're not just about making easy decisions or popular decisions. You've got to do what's right. And at $6, $7 billion, that event just doesn't stack up. What, however, is important and what is a profound investment in the future of rural and regional Victoria is to get on and deliver each and every one of the legacy items and indeed go beyond what was going to be the legacy benefits from the Commonwealth Games.
The state government is in negotiations with Commonwealth Games organisers in London over the cost of cancelling the event. Education Minister Jason Clare has announced the government's plans to reform Australia's university system. It comes ahead of findings from the university's Accord Interim Review, the largest review into universities in 15 years. The more than 70 recommendations in the report estimates that 55% of Australian jobs could require a university degree by 2050 and recommends bold, long-term change in order to meet the coming challenges. Mr. Clare says if Australia is to be prepared for the jobs of the future, it has to start getting more students from diverse communities into university.
And what this report argues is that the only way to really do this is to significantly increase the number of university students from our outer suburbs and the regions, students from poor backgrounds, students with a disability, and Indigenous students. If we don't, we won't have the skills and the economic firepower that we need to make this country everything it can be in the years ahead.
An Australian sailor has finally touched dry land in the Mexican port city of Manzanillo after months spent adrift at sea with his dog until a surprise rescue by a Mexican fishing ship. The castaway, 54-year-old Timothy Lindsay Shattuck, was spotted by a fishing boat with his dog Bella on a catamaran in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Mexico. The sailor and his pup originally set sail in April from Mexico, bound for French Polynesia, but became stranded after a rough storm damaged their catamaran and knocked out its communication equipment. The two survived the ordeal by eating raw fish and drinking rainwater. Mr. Shattuck says he and Bella are doing well.
Look, I feel really good. I've been struggling to sort of, you know, the health was pretty bad for a while. I was pretty hungry and I didn't think I'd make it through the storm, but now I'm really doing good. Thank you. She's amazing, though. She's, I mean, yeah, that dog is something else, you know.
And in tennis, Lee too has won the Newport Open's Battle of Australia, beating fellow Australian and world number 83, Alexander Vukic, in straight sets at the ATP tournament in the United States. Ranking number 252 in the world, the win was Adelaide-based Lee's first triumph over a top 100 player. Lee beat Vukic 6-3, 7-6 to progress to the round of 16, where he will face another top 100 player, the United States' Mackenzie McDonald, who sits at number 54. I'm Katrina Stirrett, and this is SBS News in Easy English.